Hospitals that plan to merge or form partnerships will now have to undergo state review. That's part of a new rule that takes effect this week. And as KUOW's Ruby DeLuna reports, nobody's happy with the new regulations, not even critics who called for change.
The new rules were created in response to the growing number of hospitals affiliating with faith-based organizations. Critics of these partnerships say the rules provide transparency and are a good first step.
But it doesn't get to the heart of the problem, which is really an access issue.
Rachel Berkson is executive director of NARAL Pro-Choice Washington. She estimates that if all pending affiliations go through, nearly half of the state's hospitals will be under a Catholic healthcare system.
What that means is they are then governed by ethical religious directives set by Catholic bishops. And when that is almost half of our healthcare system, I think we need to look at providing solutions and alternatives for folks who need very important, medically necessary care.
In recent years, hospitals have been forming partnerships to stay financially viable. The Washington State Hospital Association says without these deals, hospitals wouldn't be able to make improvements and investments that ultimately serve patients. Mary Kay Clunies Ross is spokesperson for the association.
Consumer choices are affected if a hospital has to close or reduce services because it can't afford to continue those services.
The association worries that state review of future mergers will only make it harder for hospitals to work together.
The Affordable Care Act really incentivizes and really wants to see healthcare providers cooperate more. And one of the easiest ways to do that is to agree that we're, you know, two hospitals or a hospital and a health service are going to work together to provide services.
The new rules also require all hospitals to make public their policies on controversial procedures such as abortion or end-of-life care. The state has given hospitals 60 days to submit the information. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.